Good morning, everyone. It is 5 minutes past nine, so I would like to start the meeting so we stay on schedule. And so welcome to our Thursday, May 12, 2016, Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board meeting. So welcome, everyone. I'm Jean-Pierre Wolf, the chair, and we have just a couple of our board members who will arrive very shortly, but I'd like to stay on schedule. So first, I would like to ask our clerk of the board to make a roll call.
Dr. Wolf?
Present.
Dr. Hunter?
Present.
Ms. Cervantes? Mr. Delgado?
Here.
Ms. Gray?
Present.
Mr. Johnson? Young?
Here.
Okay, very good. I'd like to make introductions, and the first introduction, though, that I'd like to make is of our new executive officer, Mr. John Robertson. So this is going to be his first meeting that we will have his new seat assignment. So we, of course, have been working together for a little while since his official appointment was made, but today being our first meeting, I would like to kind of officialize and, you know, thank you for taking on the challenge. In terms of a little bit of background, Mr. Robertson has been with our agency for over 18 years. His background is in geology, and before that, he worked 4 years with the Region 2, which is the San Francisco Bay Area, and he worked there for 4 years, so that brings us to 22 years of experience with the our Water Board agency, and then prior to that, worked 4 years in consulting practice. One of the aspects of Mr. John Robertson's background is that within our Central Coast region, he has worked in quite a few of our various divisions, from oil and gas to the GAP, which is the groundwater assessment program, site cleanup, and irrigated land, just to name a few. So, you know, very well-rounded. So I'd like to thank you very much. But I would like to take this opportunity, though, to also express both personally and I think on behalf of all my colleagues, many, many thanks to Ms. Lisa McCann for stepping up to the challenge. We had a very short notice when our previous EO was kidnapped by our governor to head the oil and gas division of the state of California. In fact, the notice was 3 days from the time on the Monday I was told the news to the time he left physically to Sacramento. But Ms. McCann, you know, took on the challenge and you know, certainly then managed our previous meetings and kept the agency going smoothly. So many, many thanks for your contribution, your help, and also thank you for all the good work you're doing with our agency currently. So I would like then to ask Mr. Robertson if you have additional introductions that you'd like to make.
Yes, I do. But first, I want to say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it. And the significance of this is not lost on me. I appreciate it very much. I didn't get here by myself. And at the first staff meeting when I was introduced, I acknowledged that we rarely get these opportunities without the efforts of others. This is a team effort that I'm here. And going forward, the good accomplishments we'll achieve will be the result of team efforts too. So thank you. I appreciate this. Okay, let's move on to introductions. To my right is from the Office of Chief Counsel is Jessica Jarre, our staff counsel. To her right is Michael Thomas, the Assistant Executive Officer, and the clerk to the board, Tammy Olson, is sitting up on the left of the dais. The rest of staff will introduce as they come up. And State Board Member Steve Moore will be here tomorrow and provide an update on the goings-on in Sacramento.
Thank you very much.